Well, the United States Congress is now in recess for the holidays, and we're very happy to have our own U.S. Senator, Sue Collins, on the phone. And Merry Christmas, Sue.
Thanks so much, Stewie. I'm going to be in Caribou with my family. Both my husband and I will be there on Christmas Day, so we're really looking forward to being in the county.
How long a break do you have, Sue?
Well, we're off next week as well, so that's pretty good. I'm going to work a couple of days, but I hope to get a few days completely off.
You must have great memories of Christmas and the holidays in Caribou.
I surely do. One thing that I've always really loved is my family on Christmas Eve gathers around the piano and we sing carols. And that's something we've done for as long as I can remember, and it really makes the holiday very special.
Plus, how about giving us a chorus of Joy to the World?
Well, I want your listeners to have a Merry Christmas, so I probably shouldn't do that.
Sue, any particular piece of legislation that you're most interested in right now?
You know, there's so much going on, and we had a really good year in the Senate. A lot of bills that have been hung up for a long time passed, and I was delighted that the final tax bill included three small business provisions that I wrote, and it's going to encourage small businesses to make investments and create more jobs. So I think that's really important. In addition, a law that I wrote years ago that helps rural school districts was enacted as part of a rewrite of the No Child Left Behind law. We made that law a whole lot better. And the special program targeting rural school districts is in there. One other accomplishment that I'm really proud of is we increased by $2 billion the investment in biomedical research, including a nearly 60% increase in Alzheimer's funding. That disease is our nation's most costly disease, plus it causes untold anguish for families, as well as the loved one who has it. And I was really delighted that we're finally starting to invest in finding better treatments and I hope someday a means of prevention or a cure for Alzheimer's.
Were you satisfied with the budget?
No, but I thought that the budget on balance was worth voting for. There were certain provisions in it that I didn't think belonged there, but we had some real victories as well. And most important of all, it prevented a government shutdown. That would have been absolutely disastrous, as we found out in 2013, where I led a bipartisan group to reopen government. So the budget isn't perfect. There's still some unnecessary spending that needs to be dealt with, as well as some areas where we could do better. But I, as a member of the Appropriations Committee, I'm particularly pleased with the transportation and housing aspects that are going to help our low-income families continue to be housed safely. And also the transportation includes reauthorization of a program which Maine has fared very well under. It's called the Tiger Grant Programs. I also was able to extend permanently the pilot project that helps our heaviest trucks stay on the highways so that if they're coming up from downstate, they don't have to get off at Gardner. They can continue all the way to Holton. That's been really important. It saves energy, it's improved safety, it cuts down on emissions, and it keeps the heaviest trucks on the roads that were built to accommodate them.
Senator, some people here in Maine are concerned about the Pacific Trade Agreement. Do you think that could hurt some people in Maine?
I am worried about that trade agreement. It's very long, and it's just recently become available to us. So my staff and I are starting to pore through it. but I'm very concerned about the impact on manufacturing, particularly footwear in Maine. We have nearly 1,000 jobs that New Balance, the sneaker maker, has in Maine, and I'm very concerned about forcing them to compete with very low-wage countries like Vietnam and China. Well, not China. China's not part of it, but Vietnam is. And I am concerned about what the impact is going to be. I'm going to look at it very carefully, and my test is going to be on what is the impact on jobs in the state of Maine and in our nation, but in the state of Maine, number one.
Well, the lobster industry might be helped by that to some degree.
That's why I've got to look at this carefully, because it may be a plus for the lobster and blueberry industries. I don't think the potato industry is going to be affected one way or the other. But I am proud, by the way, of the work that I did to connect the Pineland Farms plant in Mars Hill with Sam's Club, which is going to start carrying their products in the new year. That's a really big contract for Pineland Farms, naturally potatoes, and I think that's going to have a good impact. But you're right that the Asian countries are a very good market for our lobster, but they're already a very good market for lobster.
Sue, what about the lumber industry? Do you see a future for that? I mean, I know we got a future for it, but how does the future look?
I do. I think we're going to see a lot of changes, because I think what we're going to see, unfortunately, is a continued difficulty for a lot of our paper mills, but not our tissue mills. And indeed, the mill in Madawaska has really turned around. Twin Rivers has done a very good job, and we've helped a little at the federal level by ensuring that prescription drugs still come with that paper insert that is manufactured in Madawaska. And it's also very important to a lot of seniors who may not have access to the internet. What I think we'll see is some of our specialty wood products mills coming back. I've seen that in Western Maine, where there is a mill that makes pepper mills, and for high-end catalog companies like Williams Sonoma. And that work used to be done in China, but because the retailer wasn't happy with the quality, it's now done at a mill in Western Maine. That's where we can compete. Our workers are much more attuned to quality. They're much better craftsmen, and they can compete on those higher-end products. And we're always going to need tissue. So I'm optimistic that our tissue mills can still survive.
Sue, I know Homeland Security is one of your pet projects. You're very, very much involved in that. Can you give us any information on that?
Yes, I remain very concerned about the threat of a cyber attack on our critical infrastructure. And by that, I mean our electric grid, our air traffic control system, our water treatment plants. And this is an area where I think we have to do more work. It's not a matter, according to the intelligence that I've seen, it's not a matter of if we're going to have a cyber attack, but when. And we've all been affected by cyber attacks that have stolen our credit card numbers or infiltrated banks' networks. And we passed, finally, a cybersecurity bill in the final days of the session. But I think we need to do much more to protect our critical infrastructure. I'm also very concerned about ISIS. I think we need, as the attacks in San Bernardino have shown, and Paris as well, a better strategy to deal with homeland security when it comes to homegrown terrorists who are radicalized online, and these lone wolves who are very hard to track down. And that's something, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, I'm working closely with our intelligence community and the FBI.
Are you concerned at all about immigration?
I'm concerned about the flood of Syrian refugees, which is now past a million people, into Western Europe, because many of those countries have an agreement with the United States that their citizens, and eventually many of these refugees will become citizens, don't need a visa. I've co-sponsored a bill that says that anyone who's traveled to Iraq or Syria in the past 5 years has to have a visa before coming to the United States. They can't come under the visa waiver program, which applies to more than 20 countries, and in my view, leaves us vulnerable. When it comes to Syrian refugees in the United States, coming to the United States, I think we need a careful vetting process, and we need to focus on those who've been victims of terrorist attacks themselves, widows, orphans, the elderly. Those should be the priority, but even they need to be carefully vetted, and that's what I'm pushing for.
Well, finally, Sue, do you ever anticipate a balanced budget in Washington?
That has to be our goal. Years ago, I voted for a constitutional amendment mandating a balanced budget. That seems like I realize it, to some people that seems like a pretty strong measure, but I'm beginning to think that's the only way that we get there. We have made progress on reducing the size of the deficit. And at one point, it was around $1 trillion, which was totally unsustainable. We're about half that, but that's still far too high. And we have decreased so-called discretionary spending substantially, but there's an awful lot more that we need to do.
Well, finally, Sue, are you optimistic about the economy in the country?
I am. I think that we need to do two things to really help our economy take off. The first is that we need to reform our tax code from top to bottom to make it simpler, fairer, and more pro-growth. And second, we need to have more certainty, whether it comes to taxes or it comes to regulation. I can't tell you how many employers have told me that they would hire more people and invest more if they knew for certain what the tax code was going to be and what the regulatory environment was going to be. We made some real progress on the tax code by extending those three provisions that help our small employers, but we still have a long ways to go to make the tax code simpler and fairer.
Well, Sue, I'd like to thank you. I don't mind if I call you Sue. It's kind of an informal...
I'm delighted that you do so. And now I'm off to pick up my husband at the airport. And I wish you and all of your listeners a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and a great 2016 for the state of Maine.
Well, thank you very much, Senator Sue Collins, and the best to you, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, Dewey, and you know that it's always such a great pleasure to talk to you. You bring back great memories of my listening to you on the radio when I was growing up in Caribou, and you were doing the play-by-play on basketball games, and it's just a pleasure to hear your voice.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.